This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Talks are resuming in Washington between U.S. and Mexican officials over the president's latest threatened tariffs, this time on Mexican goods. He's threatening to impose them beginning on Monday unless the Mexican government stops the flow of illegal immigrants into the U.S. The Mexican ambassador to the U.S. says her country is doing all it can to stem the tide of illegal immigration.
We explained to them all the enforcement measures that Mexico is taking to address the challenge of migration now.
Yesterday, Mexican officials did announce they have bolstered their troop presence at their southern border to keep Central American immigrants from crossing that border. A disappointing May jobs report from the government. Economists expected to see 180,000 jobs created, but only 75,000 jobs were. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A man under arrest for allegedly plotting to toss grenades in Times Square. The unidentified man arrested by the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force. They reportedly caught wind of the man's intentions while tracking his purchases of grenades. Parts of southeast Louisiana are cleaning up after a reported 6 tornadoes touched down there. One twister hit Sorrento, and it's responsible for 6 injured workers at the ExxonMobil Pipeline Company. Just days after the passing of Leon Redbone, another distinctive American singer has passed away. The singer-musician known as Dr. John, who was born Malcolm John Rebenack, has died at 77. A Facebook page statement saying he passed away of a heart attack yesterday. He earned 6 Grammys for his unique blend of rock, jazz, blues, and pop, all with the flavor of New Orleans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The head of the Catholic Church in Illinois' capital says he will not give communion to the top Democrats in that state's legislature. Bishop Thomas Paprocki yesterday saying he informed Senate President John Cullerton and House Speaker Mike Madigan that because of their support for the state's new abortion law, they will not be able to take part in communion. That law guarantees a woman's access to abortion even later in their pregnancy. Paprocki calls the law a big sin. A Colorado school district considering tearing down Columbine High School because of what's called the morbid fascination over the 1999 mass shooting there. The Jefferson County Public School District sending a letter to community members asking their opinions on that idea. The superintendent writing in the letter that other school shooters refer to the Columbine shooting and seem to be studying it, and that hundreds of people a year are asking for permission to just enter the building. He's asking voters for up to $70 million to build a new school to replace it. And the FCC is allowing phone carriers to block suspicious calls by default. That proposal allowing phone companies to offer customers the option of blocking numbers that are not pre-approved. The FCC chairman says he expects phone companies to use that tool to help consumers block unwanted robocalls in particular. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's cool.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, America, good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com and listen live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You know, we're talking with Bruce Thatcher a moment ago about the rather flirtatious 93-year-old D-Day veteran. His name, by the way, is, if I'm remembering correctly, is Cuthbert. I think Thomas Cuthbert was his name. Anyway, yes, that is his name, Thomas Cuthbert. And he is a Legion of Honor recipient and a resident in England. And it was, you know, we're hearing that his daughter, Carol Monk, before meeting the Trumps, told her dad, hey, you know, be respectful. We don't want you misbehaving. I guess at 93 years old, he's gotten a little feisty. He is a widow. His wife that he met right after the war, they were married, had a great life together. But, you know, he's been on his own, I guess, for the last 25 years. And so, sure enough, couldn't help himself. So he flirts with Melania Trump, which is hysterical. And then, you know, after shaking her hand, he says, oh, she's a nice lady, isn't she? He tells Donald Trump that he says, if it wasn't for you and if I was 20 years younger, you know, and of course, Donald Trump responds back away. He says, you could handle it. There's not a question about it. He replied. But the other thing was, is that his daughter told her, said, when you meet the queen, make sure you don't touch the queen. But she says that she thinks that, good old dad, he nudged the queen just a little bit. What a character. Some good fun there and some added memories to the 75th anniversary of D-Day. And again, we're proud of the job that the Trumps did on behalf of the American people. With us right now is David Thomas Roberts. He's a best-selling author. His book, Purge on the Potomac, you may be familiar with, and you're going to become even more familiar with his new release of The Death of Liberty, The Socialist Destruction of America's Freedoms Using the Income Tax. David, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. Great.
Hey, the pronouncement here, The Death of Liberty, and you say, the socialists are abounding. I mean, we have seen this growing. We've had many discussions with Trevor Loudon, who you may know. He's done incredible research about how many democratic socialists are elected into our government and how they've taken over the Democratic Party. That is clear. It's so obvious anymore. And socialism is on the rise. The kids are graduating from college after we've spent, all this money to get them educated, and we paid for them to be indoctrinated and not educated. And their idea is that socialism over capitalism. And we say, whoa, we doubt that you really know what you're talking about.
Well, that's true, Bill. And you know, I think it's really important, that the Republicans and conservatives, we have trouble messaging things. And so these democratic socialists that you see come out are really define socialism differently. I'm 60 years old, so socialism is a bad word. I grew up, but that's a bad word, right, like communism, because even Lenin said the goal of socialism is communism.
Exactly. Right.
And so, you know, for us, for if you look up, depending on whose definition of socialism you look up, for us, it's the takeover of the means of production by government.
Mm-hmm. And you have no property. There's no property ownership anymore.
No private property rights, and all means of production are owned by the government. So, if you look today, though, if you go ask an AOC acolyte or somebody that follows that ilk, what you hear from them is socialism is about equality. And so now I'm going to tie this into the book a little bit, because this was real important. I went through a series of 11 straight IRS audits, most of them during the Obama administration.
Oh, wow.
And felt like I was getting harassed. And what I found out when I was going through tax court and going through these issues with the IRS, that our Bill of Rights is completely eviscerated when it comes to tax matters and tax court. You lose your Fifth Amendment, your Fourth Amendment, even your First Amendment. And so I'm sitting there trying to understand, how did America ever let a progressive income tax, which, by the way, most people don't know, and I was in D.C. 2 weeks ago, and the elected representatives, congressmen I was talking to didn't even know that a progressive graduated income tax is the second tenet of the Communist Manifesto written by Karl Marx. So our main source of revenue is a Marxist ideology. And so, you know, how did we lose this liberty? How did this happen? Well, it was 106 years ago in 1913. And I went back to try to understand what was America thinking at the time. Why would we ever let something like this exist? Because it's contrary to the founders who didn't want any direct tax.
Exactly.
So so when we looked at it, I went, holy smoke! We're, you know, the progressive era, what's normally known as the progressive era in the United States between 1890 and 1920, which a lot of bad things happened. You know, the Federal Reserve Act, the income tax, 16th Amendment got passed. The direct election of senators. There's a lot of things that really were not good for the country that happened during that period. And as I started studying this bill, I found out that we're on the precipice again, and history is going to repeat itself, of another progressive era in the United States. And all you have to do is look at these democratic socialists and how this all happened. But the same arguments that America had in the 1900s, in the early 1900s, income inequality, capitalism's bad. If you got rich, it must have been on the backs of the poor, or you cheated somehow. And all of these, this is not new. This was repeated and carried forward by the media of the day in early 1900s, which was newspapers. But if you look at the era of the robber barons, where and the GOP was complicit in this, because they allowed these monopolies, these what they called trust back then, and so that's where you get the robber barons from. The GOP didn't do anything about child labor early on, and a lot of things happened during that period. In fact, there's two speeches that are in my book, and if you didn't know who delivered them, you would think that Karl Marx delivered them, but they were delivered by Teddy Roosevelt, who was a very progressive Republican at the time.
Right.
And if it wasn't for Teddy Roosevelt, we wouldn't have the income tax. So, you know,
we might have had it down the road, but certainly he was a catalyst. There's no doubt about it. Because
he was a catalyst, right? And he was a populist of his time, and a heck of a campaigner. And I go through some of that history because it's important to understand the liberties that we lost today, that we don't have today, how we got there, and how we're repeating this all over again. And so now the income tax at the time that it was put in place. America had a budget surplus. Imagine that. It was a balanced budget every year. And there was no need to do an income tax. But if you go back, I spent weeks at the National Archives in the Library of Congress doing research and reading transcripts of congressional debates, reading old newspapers, doing research. I've got books that are out of print that I had to go to collectors to buy.
Wow.
And it was very clear this was all about social justice.
Well, and here we are facing it today, as you say, getting ready to embark on a new progressive era, lest we, we're vigilant and we're really serious about getting this country back on track and reclaiming our liberties. And understanding, here it is on the heels of the 75th anniversary of D-Day, why these men, these young men, for liberty's sake, went overseas to defend the United States of America and to defend liberty. It is amazing how off course we are today. David Thomas Roberts is with us, and we've got more from him and his book, The Death of Liberty, after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A-plus BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You come so far, keep on going.
You know, sometimes before you can have a comeback, you got to know that maybe something is missing. And I kind of sense in increasing numbers, Americans are realizing, hey, something's off here. Something's not right. I mean, you know, beyond Mueller, beyond, you know, all the wackiness and the Trump derangement syndrome that's existing in our country today, you know, what is going on foundationally? I'd maintain that we have disconnected. We're like a hot air balloon that has let go of the anchoring points that are foundational to us, the truth, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, the things that our U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence pronounced that we rally around, that still, I'd say, a good number of people in this country we were educated. We were made aware. Some of us who served in a military on behalf of our country, in honor and in support of liberty. You know, we grew up with this, but too many today, because progressives have been allowed to come into our educational system and infiltrate and indoctrinate our kids, they don't know about the Constitution. And David Thomas Roberts is with us in his book, The Death of Liberty. David is a best-selling author and a researcher, as you can tell. David, you know, America's lost its way in so many ways right now, and I attribute the frustration and chaos of America today is because it has let go or it is ignored or just isn't even aware of these foundational principles. They're absolutely vital to every American citizen.
Boy, you're so right, Bill. And you know, going through this research, one of the things that I learned, and I think a lot of us know this, and it just really hit me, is that in 1776, the colonists, which was soon were becoming, you know, America, that was the most civic, literate society in the history of the earth. And look where, you know, and it's because they knew what they didn't want, because of the taxation without representation, what is failed to be taught today in any schools and any history books is the fervent anti-tax attitude of the colonists and how America was actually founded on anti. It was very vehemently anti-tax, and we don't teach that anymore today. You see, you know, the more taxes you pay, supposedly the more patriotic you are, or the more fair share that they're, you know, they, whatever somebody determines is your fair share.
And whatever that is, right?
Determines whether you're a patriot or not. That's exactly opposite of what our founding fathers thought. And so we've gone from the most civic literate society in the history of the world to where, you know, a few years ago, I used to laugh when I used to watch Jay Leno and he'd go to the UCLA campus interview and people can't name the three branches of government. They can't name who their vice president is. And this is rampant. I mean, so of course, socialism is going to take hold in when people don't understand the history, they don't understand civics, it's not being taught anymore. So I think it's a combination of that. And, you know, we've gotten away from morality and from religion. I mean, how else can you explain, you know, government funded abortions?
Exactly.
So I think we've lost we've lost our civic literacy and we've lost our morality, and I think that's what's led to this.
Well, we've turned our backs on the truth. You know, to be frank about it, David. You know, we have exchanged the truth for a lie. Whether it is with the abortion issue, why that's hanging out there, illegal immigration, on and on. I mean, you abandoned the truth, and you know, like it or not, ladies and gentlemen, for those that want to somehow be atheistic in nature, it's fine. You live in a free country. You can believe however you want. But the basis of our Constitution is Judeo-Christian, and I don't care what anybody says. I mean, our founding fathers knew. History continues to be rewritten, and they want to take God out of it. But our founding fathers knew that what they had created was an absolute miracle, that in and of themselves, they didn't have the insight to come up with this idea to turn the government process on its head. Instead of starting with a king, they started with the people. And they took the org chart. For those that have been in business, the traditional org chart always puts the president at the top, and then it goes and feathers out like the bottom of a pyramid, with the base being the employees, the minions. Well, our founding fathers said, no, they're going to turn it upside down, and on top was the people. And this is why we have a government of, for, by, we the people. But if we the people do not hold our ground. See, you know, to your point in all this, David, is we've remained ignorant. We've just taken it for granted. And the elites, in a heartbeat, they cannot help themselves. They have tipped the pyramid upside down to where they're on top. And the audacity that they have. I mean, you talk about socialists not holding back and just saying, hey, yeah, we're socialists and we're proud about it. I mean, the elites are the same way. I mean, the other night there was this guy. I think it was on Tucker or something, and he's he did some research. I think, what was he? He might have been a journalist or something. I can't remember exactly. But, you know, he had gone to an Ivy League school, and he just said, yeah, well, I'm an elitist, and, you know, this, you know, it's just like, wow, you're just so blatant and arrogant about it. You know, that's matter of fact. That's the way they feel, is that, hey, look, you know, we're lucky that they, you know, went to Harvard, and they went to all these great institutions, and, you know, and they're leading the way. And, you know, I came from, you know, a business and a background that said, hey, you got to show me the beef. You know, give me a bottom line here. What are you doing?
Well, that's right. You know, it's really a lot of fun to argue with a liberal. But, you know, there is. But you
that's only if you have nothing better to do, I guess. Go ahead.
Well, you're not going to change their mind.
No.
I can tell you that. You know, you can give them facts, and they wouldn't know a fact if they were staring at them in their face. But but they all think they're smarter than us. I mean, there's all, you know, sometimes in my books I get ridiculed. They don't know that I'm a CEO of a technology company that I founded almost 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have patents, and that just doesn't fit their narrative, because for somebody from Texas who's a conservative, you know, he's absolutely got to be a redneck, and I am. I got the big truck and so forth. I've got that too, but
right.
But that's their narrative, is that they're smarter than we are.
Right. And look what they've done. You know, we've given them the keys to the car. We're $22 trillion in debt and counting. And it's a mess here right now. And instead of, as you say, instead of investing our mind and brain power into the foundational principles of the country, this great American experiment, there has been a progressive movement for over 100 years now to break that down. And I would say that antithetical perspective, as soon as the government came out, you know, like I try to tell people, you know, you got to go back. When the colonists all came along, it wasn't like everybody 100% said, hey, we're in on this deal. They had antithetical forces that were, you know, they said, no, we want a king, you know. In fact, so we're not going to have the king. How about if we make George Washington the king, right?
Right. Yeah, and he didn't want it. You know, that's what makes a great... That was what's great about George Washington, is he didn't want to be president.
Yeah, right.
So, you know... But I'll tell you, Bill, another thing, too, is, you know, everybody looks at Texas, and I'm telling you, Texas is in trouble. We're in trouble. We're gonna lose Texas if we're not careful. You know, we've all got to really batten down the hatches and do more than we've been doing.
Well, I think that what happened with the Cruz, the Cruz campaign, and with Beto O'Rourke, I mean, if that wasn't a warning shot, I don't know what else Texas or, you know, the country needs when you say that we're about to lose Texas.
Well, I've spent some time in Austin, the state capital, in the last couple of months. And what we're seeing is a mini version of D.C. where conservatives who think, because of the scare that they had, and mostly it's in the urban areas and you know, just like the rest of the country, but they think that the way that they win votes is moving to the middle, and that's exactly how Republicans lose.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, we look forward to having you back, and we can get more into your book, David Thomas Roberts, best-selling author. In his book, his new book, The Death of Liberty, The Socialist Destruction of America's Freedoms Using the Income Tax. David, thanks again. Look forward to talking to you later on, okay?
Bill, you're a patriot. I'm glad to be on with you. Thank you very much.
You got it. God bless.
Thank you.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Talks are resuming in Washington between U.S. and Mexican officials over the president's latest threatened tariffs, this time on Mexican goods. He's threatening to impose them beginning on Monday unless the Mexican government stops the flow of illegal immigrants into the U.S. The Mexican ambassador to the U.S. says her country is doing all it can to stem the tide of illegal immigration.
We explained to them all the enforcement measures that Mexico is taking to address the challenge of migration now.
Yesterday, Mexican officials did announce they have bolstered their troop presence at their southern border to keep Central American immigrants from crossing that border. A disappointing May jobs report from the government. Economists expected to see 180,000 jobs created, but only 75,000 jobs were. And this is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
Bill Martinez.
He's been known to cure narcolepsy just by walking into a room. His organ donation card also lists his beard. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez died.
Oh, thank you for joining in, ladies and gentlemen. 28 minutes for the top of the hour. Just having fun. Hey, why not? For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com as we come to you every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and you can get all the information right there at the website. Hey, it's the summer travel season, right? Are you packed with opportunities? We're going to pack you. We're going to help you get packed with opportunities to experience new food, scenery, and adventures. Finding the resources to travel requires creativity, but with the right plan, there are many opportunities to maximize financial rewards during summer travel, from purchasing international airfare to embarking on fun road trips to enjoying delicious cuisine, experiencing new cultural adventures. Huh? Sounds like fun. Whether you're visiting your favorite all-inclusive resort or going camping with the family, there are simple ways to ensure your summer trips are rewarding in both cherished memories and financial rewards that you can earn from your wallet. Why not? I mean, why not earn some money while you travel? Back with us is Lee Abamonte. Always like having Lee here. He's the global travel expert, the youngest American to visit every country in the world, as well as the North and South Poles. And John Sellers with Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive. John and Lee, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill. Glad to be here.
Hey, Lee, let's talk first with you. What are some of the hesitations people have around international travel, and what are your tips for working through those challenges?
Well, I hear a variety of different concerns that people have, but I think the one I hear the most is concern for the language and language barriers in countries where they don't speak English as a first language. And I always tell them that it's really not that big a deal. You'd be shocked how much you can get accomplished with body language, which is pretty much universal.
Right.
And
right.
In most countries, those people will speak better English than you speak their language. So endearing yourself to them by learning a few words like hello, goodbye, please, and thank you really goes a long way in having them help you by speaking English. In addition, if you really get into a bind, go into a hotel and talk to the concierge or the front desk. They'll 100% speak English, and that's a great tip in a lot of places around the world.
Right. Well, John, let's talk about some unconventional tips for saving for a dream vacation. What are your ideas?
Yeah, well, our research tells us that most people are leaving rewards on the table because they're not taking advantage of a banking loyalty program like Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program. Preferred Rewards members enjoy a suite of benefits that are super helpful for traveling, such as extra rewards on their credit cards, discounts on foreign currency exchange rates, free ATM transactions, just to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, what's really important for all the listeners out there is to layer their airline, hotel, dining, credit card, and banking rewards programs. This will allow them to maximize their earning potential. So when I make a hotel transaction, for instance, I'm earning rewards at least three different ways. Mm-hmm. One, through my rewards credit card. Two, through my banking loyalty program like Preferred Rewards. And lastly, by signing up for the hotel's loyalty program, which allows me to earn rewards towards future stays.
The great vacation trifecta right there, huh, John?
Absolutely.
Yeah, why not? Speaking of, finances, one of the tough challenges I've had is just keeping track of everything. Because, you're on vacation, you kind of set it aside and, I've got receipts in one area. But you have an easy way to help us keep track of finances while abroad or on the road.
Yeah, Bill, I'm glad you asked that question. Thankfully, smartphones have made tracking finances and rewards on the go a lot easier. And for Bank of America customers, we've launched a great new tool to reference when traveling called My Rewards. My Rewards is a centralized dashboard in our mobile app, so it's right there on your phone. Allows you to track and manage all of your rewards, deals, and benefits across multiple rewards programs. So when you're traveling and maybe you've spent too much on dinner the night before and you're looking for a way to save money, pick up your phone, go to My Rewards, click on the Deals Near Me button to locate merchant offers near your current location. These are great when you're traveling, you're looking for a place to eat, a hotel to stay at, and they're available to all Bank of America credit and debit card holders.
Wow, great idea. Lee, what about travel sources? What do you rely on when planning a trip? And are there any unexpected resources that you recommend for creating a vacation agenda?
Sure. Well, I always tell people to check out my website, leahbamonte.com, for information on places I've traveled to, which is just about everywhere, that I've written about in 15 years. But if it's me planning, I always check out travel blogs as well, because I generally trust the people who write the ones that I follow. And the real people, it's not a lot of corporate paid material, and you can generally rely on it, and it's generally more recent than a lot of places I would look. I generally trust them more than some of these multinational conglomerate travel sites, because that's a lot of paid content and you never really know who's giving the review. So I like to know the people doing it that I trust.
No, that's a good point. That's even when, word of mouth, when you're talking, that there's certain people that you've come to trust. They've given you a good recommendation and it's proven to be true. So, hey, look at the credibility scale goes up. So same thing when we're looking for these resources to plan a vacation, right?
Exactly. That's everything. If somebody recommends a restaurant to you, you're going to respect somebody's opinion who you know or who knows food rather than some random person from who knows where just writing something on TripAdvisor,
Well, Lee, you're the travel expert, writer, entrepreneur, foodie. You know, I've talked about our foodie fetishes. Global adventure is, some have referred to you as the Marco Polo of the 21st century. It's is there any place on the planet you haven't been to?
Nowhere that anyone's ever heard of, to be honest.
Well, all that to say, what's been the most rewarding trip to date for you?
Well, I'll tell you, I've had a lot of really rewarding experiences, so it's hard to kind of pick just one, but I'm going to give you two examples that just really stick with me. One, setting foot on Antarctica and actually reaching the South Pole, the geographic South Pole. Standing at the bottom of the world, where all points are north. It was just an amazing experience. I failed the first time I went, so the second time was just as sweet as humanly possible.
Wow.
And to know I stood where so few people in the history of Earth have ever stood was just really rewarding to me. And more recently, and more close to home, I recently visited every national park in America. And I always tell people that traveling around our country is just as important as traveling around the world, because we have such a beautiful and varied country. And to see the parks and see remote parts of America, and if you like nature like me, there's nothing as good as traveling around like Alaska or some of the western United States.
You know, Lee, last time when you and I were talking, we were talking about these travel vacations, and I think maybe you had just got back from it, and it sounded so exciting, and I know a lot of people, you know, that got them looking into RVs and traveling and planning to do that, because when you get to see America up close and personal, wow, that's something real special, isn't it?
Yeah, as I said, we have probably the most beautiful country in the world because we have so much to offer. And, you know, sometimes people make fun of Americans for never leaving America. But at the same time, while I still think people should travel internationally, we have an awesome country. And we have beaches, mountains, deserts, great cities, beautiful islands. I mean, we really do have everything. And it's important that we're aware of that in addition to just traveling abroad.
Yeah, without a doubt. John Sellers, Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive. John, I'm sure you've got some ideas to save and invest towards dream vacations. A lot of us have dream vacations in mind, but it's time to make those dreams a reality, right?
Absolutely. You know, it always helps to plan ahead. You know, talk to your financial institution about all the programs and tools that can help make your trip more rewarding. Be sure to use a credit card that maximizes your rewards. Our premium rewards card is a great card when traveling that gives you extra rewards on dining and travel. Be sure to leverage that banking rewards program like I talked about. Preferred rewards could even further boost your earnings. And continue to layer your rewards, right? Just take advantage of your credit card rewards, but all the other options too.
Well, it's all about creating memories. It's going to last you a lifetime. This is what it's all about. And make sure we maximize those financial rewards and earn on your vacation. Where can they go for more information, John?
BankofAmerica.com/preferred rewards.
Lee Abamonte, John Sellers, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Rattle what more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Believe. Turn it up.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top there. You know we're givers, right? That's the way we roll here on the show. And last time we talked with the producer of Run the Race, which is the Tim and Bobby Tebow movie that they had executive produced, Run the Race. Awesome movie, by the way. And they dropped off some DVDs, said, hey, give them away. I said, hey, that's us. That's what we do. So you know how this works. All you got to do is just drop me a email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me that you want to be put in the hopper. We'll put your name in the hopper. We pull your name out of the hopper. You win a, win a, win a, win a chicken dinner. And we'll send you your very own copy of Run the Race DVD, which is now available, by the way, only at Walmart, but you can get it here absolutely free. That's all you got to do. Drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. We'll pull your name out. Make sure you include your address, okay, because I want to know where to send. Everybody gets so excited. They're so quick to get their email off to me, they forget to send me their address, and it's like, I need address because I've got to send this to you, okay? All right, thank you so much, and so get it off to me right away. With us right now, Paul Batura back with us with Focus on the Family. He is the VP of Communications there. Paul, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Always good to be with you.
Hey, let's talk about pets, huh? Can we talk about pets?
I love pets. Topic for sure.
I love pets, and the discussion is, hey, should we let kids have a pet?
I think it's good for kids to cut right to the chase. Dogs and cats teach all kinds of lessons, from responsibility to empathy to, you know, good excuse and reason to get outside and exercise, and then even how to handle loss. So that's kind of the top line takeaway for me.
Yeah, you say handle the loss. That was the hard thing for me. I remember I was 8 years old. We had a family dog. He was so rambunctious. He was one of these dogs chase cars and everything. But it was really hard when my dad had to make the decision to put him down. And good old Nip had to go to dog heaven. It was hard for me, and it was like it took me a long time to want to be open to have a dog again because of that heartbreak.
Yeah, you know, you hear that from people all the time who have had dogs and had good experiences, and then when they have to go through that, they say never again. You know, I don't want to put myself through that. And, you know, it brings to mind the, you know, the old adage, is it really true? I think it is, to better to have loved and lost than never loved before.
Right.
For most dog owners.
Let's write a song that way, can we? Can we write a song? There's a lyric in there somewhere.
We'll split the royalties, yeah. And, but they move, you know, they obviously swallow, choke it down, and then they normally find themselves back with another pet, and off you go.
Yeah, that's the thing about these dogs, especially dogs or pets, you know, but dogs especially, I find them. I mean, there's certain people that love cats, and there's just something about cats that are their own personality. But dogs, they don't give you an opportunity. They're right there at the front door. I mean,
yeah, you know what? This is a whole other discussion, the debate between dogs and cats, and I'm not going to, I don't want to set off a firestorm.
We've got enough firestorms in our country right now. Let's have a dog and cat debate. Why not?
Yeah, right. Well, you know, Paul Harvey, you know, the late radio newsman, I loved, he once said that to a dog, your family, to a cat, your staff. And I think
that's
there's
perfect.
Truth to that.
That's exactly. I love that analogy. That's perfect. Okay, so we're going to avoid that, and then we'll leave that set as it is. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's what I wanted. That's what I was going to tell you about.
You know, again, the key of having kids involved with, you know, with pets, like you say, it's just an ongoing learning. And, you know, when you are raising your kids, there's so much to consider that, you know, it's impossible to be there as much as you want to be there with them every step of the way. So you take advantage of the natural resources that can come along, you know, to teach the kids some lessons.
Yeah, I think pets do provide that, this companionship. I know for speaking personally, when my friends weren't around, when my parents were busy, I was out in the backyard in good weather tossing the ball to the dog. And we just palled around, and it was really good. And I know there's a lot of debate as to how old a kid should be before he gets a pet. And, you know, that's going to be different from each family. But the reality is, you know, it's got to be a family decision. The parents have to be in agreement for sure. And the parents probably also need to be in a position that they can help, because anyone who gets a dog or a cat for a kid and thinks that the parent is going to be completely outside of it is probably whistling in the dark. Because
it,
you know,
it's a family project, yes.
Correct. Exactly right. And so, you know, I think a good rule of thumb is 5-6 years old, because they can feed and walk and clean up and take care at that age. It's a good starting point.
Well, and as you say, you believe, you say, I'm convinced that pets are part of God's perfect plan, a gift that keeps giving long after they fade from the scene, though never from our memories.
Yeah, I mean, I think you never forget that the dog or cat or pet of your childhood, because that was a special time. Mm-hmm. And they are part of God's plan. They're God's creation. And I think he creates these types of things like he does the mountains and the lakes and the oceans for us to enjoy. And I think pets fit into that, and certainly have been domesticated to the point where they can be that, not only a good watchdog, but a good companion. Boy, how many people who are living alone really enjoy the company of their pets and provide them with just that something that you need someone to even talk to, just know there's a presence there. They're very comforting creatures.
And of course, we have the rise of service animals today, Paul. You know, you can't get on a plane today without somebody bringing their pet along with them.
They're seemingly everywhere. I know out here in Colorado, there's been this for 20 years that I've been here. You always see dogs in Home Depot. They don't really look like service dogs, and that's a whole other debate.
Right,
but,
right.
There are, but it's amazing how these animals can be trained. There's service animals, there's therapy pets. But again, I think with the right training, they can really provide a tremendous service.
Yeah, I think that maybe some of the staff members need some training before You know, as you're talking about, because you see some of these dogs running around, and and you go, okay, who's out of control here? Is it the dog or the owner?
Well, yeah, the first time we ever got a dog when we were married, the dog was a rescue dog. It was a Great Dane, and we needed some help.
A Great Dane.
We love Great Danes. We have a Great Dane now, and several. And the trainer who we talked to said, "Look, I'm really going to be training you. I'm not really training your dog." And I think there's some truth to that. We think we're training the pet, but we're really training the owner.
Well, and I got to say that sometimes we just go and we just get a dog, whether you find it at a rescue or or if you actually go and you're buying a dog, from a breeder and that sort of thing. Some people fail to do the research to understand the personalities of dogs. Obviously about Great Danes and what to expect. Some people just jump into it and say, "I just want something different," not quite a horse, but something in between. So let's do a Great Dane. But without really understanding the personality. And I got to tell you, I was so impressed with my son, the youngest of the family, who did just an incredible amount of research and found the perfect dog. And in a million years, I wouldn't have thought about it, but he had done all the research and he got a Border Collie. And Kobe, the Border Collie, he's 11 years old. He still runs around like a 4-year-old puppy, thank God. But, he's just a great dog. And our son's done just an excellent job in training him. I tell my son often, I wish I could have been as good a trainer as he was to his dog. If I could have been to him as a father to my son.
Yeah, no, it's your son's smart to do that. The resources are available to us thanks to the online access. And, the worst thing you can do is buy a dog because it's cute and as a puppy because, it doesn't always work out and you got to find the right pet for your home. And, temperaments matter, energy level matters. People think Great Danes are huge dogs and wouldn't be good for apartments, but they're actually very good apartment dogs because they don't need a ton of exercise. They do need companionship and they like to be around people, but they're calm and that's why we have them because we have kids and we like, actually to have that counter to rambunctious children, the dog settles everyone down.
Right, exactly. The dog comes in and goes, "All right, kids, time to chill out a little bit." Right. You say that roughly 57% of households own a pet. I'm with you. I'm convinced the other 43% are begging their parents to get one, right?
I think so. I mean, I've not met too many kids who don't want a pet of some sort. And obviously there are allergies to consider and travel and maybe an apartment that doesn't allow a pet or something. But I think a lot of families have found them to be fantastic additions. And I would encourage people that obviously breeders are one way to go, but the local rescue is a fantastic one. But it also is one you have to be careful. You have to take your time. Don't rush it. Talk to them. They have a lot of information now on these dogs that are in rescue. If you take a rescue dog in and you love that dog, they'll pay you back the rest of your life. I am convinced of that, or their life.
Well, Paul, I got to tell you, regarding rescue dogs, I'm surprised at how, we talk about renewing our minds as human beings. But these animals, they if they're in an area, they find a home where they're comfortable in, they adapt really quickly. And there might be some memory of some bad experiences for the animal. But by and large, I mean, the conversion that I see with these rescue animals, it's most incredible.
They are very, very adaptable and they can be rewired very quickly.
Yeah, that's what I've been able to see as well, so I'm glad to hear you agree with that. Paul Batura, the Vice President of Communications, has been with us. Hey, Paul, again, we appreciate all the great work that you guys are doing at Focus on the Family. Where can people go for more information?
Just come to our website, focusonthefamily.com. Lots of Q&As there, lots of material for anything that your family may be challenged with.
Well, thanks so much, Paul. Appreciate it. God bless.
You too, Bill. Thank you.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Do the letters.